To talk about what is likely to happen to the Palestinian leadership in the post-Arafat era, we've called Rami Khoury, who is executive editor of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. Hello.
Hi.
The Palestinians were very quick to name three men to assume the leadership positions that Arafat had filled all by himself. Are we likely to see these men continue in these posts?
Well, you're probably likely to see Mahmoud Abbas, who's head of the PLO now, and Ahmed Ekrea, who's the prime minister. They're probably going to continue. The third fellow, Nouhi Fatouh, is just an interim president. He's a very low-key and not a strong or important personality. There'll be an election for president of the Palestinian Authority, and somebody will emerge to take that position. I think the important thing to focus on, though, is not so much the personalities, but rather the political forces that will drive the policies of the Palestinians. And this is really what always defined Arafat's life, both his successes and his failures. And I think the political forces that are driving Palestinian politics are relatively stable and clear. People want a negotiated peace with Israel. They want to have a Palestinian state. They're willing to make reasonable compromises. And I think you'll see that all reflected in the policies, both the sort of collective temporary leadership that we have now and whatever more dominant leadership emerges after the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, does that mean that you think that the Palestinians will be able to hold meaningful, ordered elections in 60 days, as is called for by their constitution? And a lot of people are talking about how important elections would be here.
Oh, I think elections are going to turn out to be the linchpin of several critical dynamics that everybody wants. I mean, you know, you've got George Bush saying that his forward strategy for freedom in the Middle East, well, here it is, Mr. Bush, you know, support the Palestinian elections. They've had an orderly transfer, a peaceful transfer based on constitutionality. All the things that President Bush says he's supporting in the Middle East, you don't need to send 150,000 troops to do it like you're doing it in Iraq. You can do it by supporting a peaceful election in Palestine. The Israelis would welcome it to have a peaceful transfer authority. The Palestinians certainly want it. Most of the Arab states would like a stable Palestine. So I think it's absolutely imperative to have elections for president, for parliament, for municipal elections as well. And I think if there's a swift and really sort of meaningful, intelligent international mediatory move into the peace process now to make elections the linchpin of a peaceful transition and the resumption of the political negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, I think this will be very, very, very constructive. What's not known is who would emerge in these elections. Would you get the traditional Fatah Arafat folks? Would you get the offshoot, the young militants from Fatah? Would you get some of the Islamists like Hamas? Would you get some of the civil society, democracy and human rights activists, the business people? There's about five or six constituencies now in Palestine, all of whom have legitimacy on the street.
What about the extremists? Palestinian organizations. You mentioned Hamas, Islamic Jihad. What might happen with their profile now that Arafat is not in the picture?
I think their actions will depend on the extremist militant groups in Israel who happen actually now to be running the government with Ariel Sharon. If the Israelis continue expanding settlements, assassinating Palestinians, roping off areas, using military heavy-handed tactics, you're going to get the Palestinians reacting with suicide bombs and military attacks. I mean, this is a war between two parties. Like the Siamese twins. You've got these militants, extremists on both sides using military force. So I think it's very much a symbiotic relationship. And this is where external diplomatic mediation is so critical now,
right,
to get the Israelis to sort of calm down, pull back a little bit, understand that military force isn't going to solve the problem, that diplomatic breakthroughs really must be given a more serious chance than they were given in the past.
Thanks very much. Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon.